Well, I mentioned we've been voting on the different winners for the different categories on our website. There were 9 different categories. The hard part is, and I got some texts from people just like you did, 403-974-8255. There's a lot of good guys there. How come I can only pick one? Well, that's the decision that they made. We now unveil the winners, your choice on the all-time Stamps team. And on the offensive line, you selected Jay McNeil, who joins us tonight. And Jay, first of all, thank you very much for joining us and your reaction to the selection.
Well, first of all, Mark, thanks very much for having me. And you know, I have to tell you, I'm overwhelmed when you look at Rocco, Fred Childress, and Lloyd Fairbanks. I was very surprised and very honored.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned some of those guys, Rocco, a longtime teammate, but in the middle, there was sort of a big three, the part of that line with yourself and Fred Childress and Jamie Crisdale played together for so many years, probably were teammates as long as anybody's ever been together as far as linemen go.
Yeah, that was pretty special, you know, for the three of us to, and I can't remember exactly how many years it was, but for the three of us in the middle to play together for so long. It was very special. And you know, Jamie's another name that could be easily mentioned in that group. So, like I said, it truly is very much an honor.
Yeah. Kind of makes you realize you may be gone from the picture and not forgotten. That's got to be a redeeming as well, right?
Well, I feel like I've been gone for so long, I've almost forgotten. So, I have to admit, it felt pretty nice. That's for sure.
Yeah. Best running back you ever blocked for? I guess you mostly blocked for Kelvin, but who was the best?
Wow, that's a tough one. Obviously John Cornish has done great things, or did great things as a running back, but really he was a rookie one of my last year, so didn't really get the opportunity to block for him that much. So, it comes down to Kelvin Anderson and Joffrey Reynolds. And, that's a tough question. You know, if I had to pick one, I probably would go Kelvin, but mm-hmm. Joffrey's right there as well.
Yeah, I guess you just had more experience with Kelvin. Simple as that. I mean, all of his time with the Stampeders, you were right beside him there, right?
Well, and that's the other thing, right, is we were together for so long as well. So, yeah, it's pretty tough to choose against him.
Yeah. 2 cups with the team, with the benefit now of a little bit of hindsight. Are they all the more special, just realizing that everything has to line exactly up before you could walk off with a cup? I know people routinely say, well, 9 teams, your turn's going to come here one of these days. Well, it doesn't work that way, does it?
No, it really doesn't. I was very fortunate. 14 years, in the first 8 years, I went to the Grey Cup 4 times, and we won it twice. That spoiled me as well. I thought, there was a good opportunity to be able to get back, and never came close again. So it really is special. And like I said, only 8 or 9 teams, depending. It's not an easy thing to do, and it makes it incredibly special and something that, I do cherish my rings and what those wins stood for.
Almost 20 years ago.
Oh, don't remind me. Please.
That's right. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Next year will be the 01's 20th anniversary. That is insane when you think about it. So there you go.
That is crazy, isn't it? Yeah, it's amazing. Amazing how fast time flies.
It does, indeed. Jay, for those that aren't aware, what are you up to these days?
Well, I work in the oil and gas industry. I work for a company called Tervita, and we do waste treatment and disposal. So, it's been great. My son's just about to graduate from high school, which is pretty crazy.
Speaking of time flying, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I have no complaints. Life is good for sure.
That's right. We're speaking with Jay McNeil. You voted him as the top offensive lineman on the team. Jay, you're here. Who are some of the guys you keep most closely in touch with?
I still talk with Stu Laird almost every day, probably. Him and I do talk. Usually it's chirping back and forth over text, but nonetheless. And then Bruce Covington still talk quite a bit, and Rocco Romano. Those would probably be the main 4 guys for sure.
Yeah. I'll just correct you on Bruce Covington. You don't talk to him. You listen to Bruce Covington. That's the difference, right? So.
Nothing has changed from that end, Mark. That is
that's for sure. You listen to him. So that's good. And as you mentioned, life is good. But how about the health? You know, after a while, you know, all those bumps and bruises and everything are out of the way and everything?
Yeah, you know what? It's I battle to keep the weight off, but you know, all things considered, I can't complain. I still play hockey, I still go skiing, and you know, I do have to be careful, but no complaints on that part.
All right, well, that's good to hear. And you know, you just look back now. Is there a single highlight that jumps off the page at you that you remember above everything else?
Well, you know, a lot of people do ask me, you know, which Grey Cup means more to me, and they're both very special for different reasons. You know, obviously in '98 that was the first one I was a part of, and you know, we had fallen short, we'd come close and fallen short so many times. So to win with that group, because it was a very special team, and. You know, I always talk about, you know, I haven't seen so many grown men cry in one room. And so that was pretty tough to beat. And, you know, and the way we won it, too, on the last second field goal from Mark McLaughlin, it was that really does stand out. But not to take away from 2001 when nobody picked us to win. And, you know, from where we fought our way back from as a group, that was pretty rewarding as well. So how's that for sitting on a fence?
Well, it is. They're both just like asking you to pick a favorite child. It's pretty hard to do. If you got, you know, more than one, it's pretty hard to do. So, just that 0-1 team for the longest time, Jay, I'm sure you remember, wasn't whether this team was going to play in the Grey Cup and win the Grey Cup. It's whether you're going to make the playoffs. That was a pretty uneven year, wasn't it?
Wasn't that amazing? We had to win that last game in Winnipeg to make it into the playoffs. So, and you know, going against I think at the time they were 15-2 teams. So, that was a crazy year, and also like again made it very special because like, nobody gave us a chance, and we believed in each other, and we ended up pulling it off, and it was pretty fantastic.
Yeah, put a little seed of doubt in them too for the Grey Cup that you played them 4 weeks later, right? So
exactly. Yep, that's right.
That's great to hear. Jay, have you, you're busy and everything. Have you connected, done any on-field football work in coaching or just laid back in the parental life kind of thing?
Well, you know, I coached at the midget level here in Calgary for a couple years after I retired. But then as my son started to get older and started to, require more of my time, I kind of stepped away from that. So I just kind of do it here and there. You know, I do some guest speaking at high school football and minor football, two minor football teams, and so I that's kind of where it is today.
Okay. And I hate to bring it up because it's what's going on today. I get a sinking feeling every time I drive by McMahon Stadium. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I get that question a lot, and I'm remaining hopeful, but. It's a very precarious situation, that's for sure.
Yep, no question about that. Well, good thing we talked about all the good stuff first, got the bad stuff for the last. And Jay, I want to thank you for taking some time. Again, congratulations. You obviously made an impact, and really appreciate you taking the time to share some stories with us tonight.
Well, Mark, I just thanks very much for having me. I really appreciate it, and I got to say it is quite an honor, and I'm very appreciative of it. Thank you.
All right, thanks very much.